Good morning, everyone. Today, I will talk about cervical cancer screening in U.S. women 70 years or older. The authors have no company interest to report. This is the learning objective of the audience. After the presentation, the audience will be able to describe the current situation of cervical cancer screening among older women and will be able to identify the causes of the overutilization of cervical cancer screening among those older women in the U.S. The total spending on health care in the United States is $2.5 trillion per year. The unnecessary health service and other is about $210 billion. That's 8.4% of the total spending. Pap smears among older women is a form of the unnecessary care. And pap smears among older women can lead to overdiagnosis of cervical cancer and can do harm to those older women. It can produce false positive results, so those women do not have cervical cancer, but they are diagnosed with cervical cancer by those tests. This will lead to subsequent invasive procedures and lead to psychological distress for those women. So most guidelines like the Cancer Society, the USPSTF, they all recommend against routine screening among those older women. However, among some groups of older women, the cervical cancer screening are still recommended. I mean, those screening are needed, such as women who has a history of pre-cervical cancer, that's CIN2 or plus, and CIN2, CIN3 of adenocarcinoma in situ. So for those women, routine screening should continue for at least 20 years, even that exceeds the year of 65. And for women who never get cervical cancer screening, they still need the pap smears and the screening test, HPV gene test. And for women who did not meet the criteria for adequate screening, so that 3 negative pap smears within 10 years, they still need screening. This is our study purpose. First, we'll assess the frequency of pap smear use among older women that 70 years or older. We will assess the role of providers and patients in the overutilization of pap smears. So we'll assess whether this is due to doctor's recommendations or the patients, they asked for it, they requested themselves. Our study population included 1,752 women from the National Health Interview Survey. National Health Interview Survey is a nationally representative data in the U.S. of the civilian population. We included our women who are 70 years or older. And we excluded women with missing information on cervical cancer screening, pap smears. We also excluded women with cervical cancer, included women with hysterectomy, women who have pap smears for a health problem rather than screening. This is our statistical analysis for this study. We used multivariable logistic regression model to assess the difference in screening and difference in doctor recognition patients' uptake of the screen test. The variable controlled include age, race, ethnicity, education level, and income level, and family income level. We incorporated sample weights in the analysis. Those sample weights are age, sex, and ethnicity adjusted. They are adjusted to the 2010 U.S. standard population and U.S. census population. This is the characteristics of our study population. The study population distributes pretty evenly among age groups, 7 to 74 years of age, 75 to 8 of age, and 80 or older. Most of the sample are white women, and about 16% of them see OBGYN doctor last year. This is the pap testing in women in the past 3 years. In the past 3 years, among women who are 70 to 74 years, about 60% of them got pap smears. Among women who are 75 to 80 years of age, about 40% of them got pap smears. And among women who are older than 80 years of age, about 20% of them received pap smears. So pap smear use decreased with aging. In the last year, pap smear use were also very common among those older women. Among 70 to 74 years of age, about 28% of them received pap smear screening. 75 to 80 years of age people, about 20% of them received pap smears. And among women who are 8 or older, that 10% of them received pap smears. So pap smear use in last year also decreased with aging. We checked how the doctor recommendations in those older women. And among all the women, 40% of them received doctor recommendations for pap smears in the last year. Among women who got pap smears, that over 80% of them received doctor recommendations for pap smears. On the other hand, women who did not get pap smears, only 30% of them received doctor's recommendations. We first checked pap test last year by the recommendation status. So among women who got pap smear recommendations from their doctors, 40% of them received pap screening. And among women who did not receive doctor's recommendations, less than 10%, that's about 5% of them received pap smears in the last year. We assessed the role of OBGYN in pap smear overuse. First, we checked the pap smear recommendations from doctors and visiting an OBGYN doctor. So if a woman visited an OBGYN last year, 65% of those women received doctor recommendations for pap smears last year. And for women who did not visit OBGYN, about 35% of them received doctor's recommendations last year. If women receive doctor recommendations among those who visited OBGYN last year, 70% of them received pap smears. And among women who did not visit OBGYN last year, about 30% of them received pap smears. Among women who did not get doctor recommendations, among those who visited OBGYN, 30% of them received pap smears. And among those who did not visit OBGYN, that's less than 5% of them, about 3% of them got pap smears. So if a woman did not visit OBGYN and also did not receive pap screening recommendation, they are unlikely to receive pap smears. Our study has the following limitation. First, pap smear use, access to care, receiving doctor recommendation are all self-reported and may subject to recall bias. And those women may also misinterpret pelvic examination as pap smears. So this will lead to overestimate of the utilization. And that no information on history of pre-cervical cancer. And that no information to determine whether they got adequate screening. We only have the information on last pap smear use. The conclusion of our study, pap smear testing is very common among those women. And women old, aged 70 or old. In the last 3 years, that's about 3 million unnecessary pap smears, that's equal to 90 million avoidable care. And over 80% of the pap smears performed in the United States are due to doctor recommendations, and about 20% of them are due to patients. Their self-initiation, so they asked for the test themselves. And the women who visited OBGYN are more likely to receive pap testing. And the women who did not visit OBGYN are less likely to go ahead and request the pap smear themselves. I want to thank my mentor, Dr. Byron Singh, and the funding support from NIH, NICD, and the content are solely the responsibility of the authors. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Is it possible that the pap screens that are done on those women are done under the circumstances where they're, I know what I've heard OBGYN might recommend a pelvic exam for other reasons, for example, just looking for other issues of problems, not that their patients coming for a specific problem, but just saying we need to just do an exam and they do the pelvic, they do the pap screen along with that.
Yes, that's possible. And in the limitation session, we also said that there's no history of cervical cancer, pre-cervical cancer information in this study. And also, but we included our women who got the pap smear for health problem. So that may alleviate this problem a little bit. Thank you.
One more? My question is similar. If you had any insight as to why the OBGYN seems to be recommending pap smears
Then some literature says the OBGYN are not following the guidelines. Though they know the guidelines, they do not follow it. They know the information, they know the scale, but they may not translate those information into action. Yes, that's possible. Those women may misinterpret the pap smear, the public exam as pap smear. Yes. Thank you for the question.
All right, let's give him a big hand.